Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. In Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 through 5, we see another shadow or type, and it has to do with a river. It says here, Ezekiel in this vision and visitation that he had, he said, "Afterward, this man brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar." Notice the word altar there. "Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way within without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins." Verse 5, "Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over." Okay, Genesis, we see out of Eden flowed a river that broke off into four tributaries. And the number four is the number of the world, north, south, east, west. You know, all the, you know, different things concerning the world have four. So that water that came out of Eden covered everything, everything having to do with anything in the world. Here we see Ezekiel having a vision of a temple, a house, where the water comes from the altar and flows out, and it in stages becomes deep enough to where he has to swim in order to pass over. Okay? Now, go to John chapter 7 and verse 38. And now I'm speaking to you from a prophetic, not pathetic, but prophetic frequency. "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Someone say rivers.
Rivers.
Now, we've gone from Genesis to John, and we see rivers. Genesis, we see them coming forth from Eden. Ezekiel, we see them coming forth from an altar, in a house, or in a temple. Here, the Lord says, "He that believes on me, as the word of God has said, out of his spirit, his belly, his innermost being, shall flow these rivers, rivers of living water." All right? Now, my point is this. Eden, when Adam fell and the cherubim would not allow man to enter in anymore, and Eden, you know, today, I don't care how they excavate or, you know, anthropology and try to, you know, find all these, they'll never find Eden. God hid that geographical place. And in the old covenant, bridging into the new, it was a temple. Where there was a veil, where God would show up and all the power and the might of God would flow out. Today, look at someone and tell them, you are the temple.
You are the
Now, this is very important for us to understand. God does not dwell in temples made by man's hands. Now, because we meet here, it's an atmosphere has been carved out that God preserves. It's like when you if you ever visit the Holy Land, it's like God carved out some stuff there. You know, even though people aren't saved and don't care about God, still practicing old religion and stuff, you can tell the Lord was there. He left a residue because his people were there and are there today. And because we gather here, but see, God doesn't dwell here. Amen. He meets us here because two or more of us gather. But now, God will go with you to your job. In other words, this is not the church. You are the church. And so even when we go our separate ways temporarily, we are still the church. So the church should be represented everywhere that we go. And not only that, but the rivers are to flow everywhere we go. We don't have to wait to get here for the river to flow. We need to establish that to understand some important things before we get into breaking down these scriptures that we're going to look at. You are the church. When you believe on him, not just once, but consistently. See, where you are today, God is requiring you to believe him for something that maybe last year you didn't have to believe that way. Say amen over here on the east side. I said, there's things, see, religion will have you do one thing the same way all the time and never increase, never go forward. It's just religious. You go to church, you do this, you do that, you do that, you do that, you do it over and over and over and over. No change, no nothing. You don't even expect change. You've plateaued. You've hit your, you know, you're there and that's it. That's not how God does. God, see, the prophetic river flows. A swamp doesn't flow. A swamp is still. And you know, when this retention pond fills up, after a real heavy rain, give it a day and then go out there and listen to what's out there. All kind of little critters out there that couldn't survive in a moving water, fresh water. All kind of stuff starts to manifest, mosquitoes and pests and all kinds. See, when you're not allowing the river to flow, That's when a lot of people start going house to house backbiting and being busybodies and all kind of stuff started happening because you done got idle and there's no river flowing. Get around somebody where the river's flowing. Let it rub off on you. It's prophetic. They're believing. They don't talk unbelief. They don't talk crazy. They talk faith. They're moving. You can't harness them. You can't stop them because they're moving. The river is moving. And God always wants to take you higher, further. Don't think that you've attained. As a matter of fact, the more you learn, when you really learn, the more you realize you don't know. Amen. Amen. The more you learn, really, I'm talking about God, the more you realize you must learn more. Somebody that thinks they think they know it all, they know very little. And what they do know is not enough, even though they know it all. You know, somebody will tell you, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah. You try to, yeah, I know that already, yeah. Okay, where is it found in the Bible? Well, one of them books. You know, Mr. Know-It-All. You know, when you really learn, you know that there's so much more that you must learn. It's so vast, unsearchable. That is revealed, God reveals to us. That secret he keeps to himself. But there's so much that we must learn. So having said that, we see that the river must flow out of us. You've got to create the environment. You notice when God put the man in the garden, everything was pleasant to look on. Everything was pleasant to eat. The temperature was a perfect temperature. God created a perfect environment. Even though the man failed there, God created a perfect environment. You need to create environments sometimes your faith is hindered, and you know, because you're in an environment of strife or contention. You need to stay away from contention and strife and jealousies and envies and people that are always talking against you or are not for you or don't believe in you. Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. You have to make choices. Not that you hate on anybody, but you have to make choices. You have to make choices. If you're going to move in the prophetic flow, you can't be around doubting Thomas all the time. And somebody that's questioning and doubting you all the time and criticizing you all the time and they've been trying to hold you hostage all the time. Ain't nobody ever did that. How you think you gonna do that? I mean, you don't need to be hearing that all the time. Well, somebody get excited. Lord Jesus. Ezra chapter 5. I'm still laying the foundation here because it's a prophetic river. Be honest with you, when you truly walk prophetically, sometimes you have to walk alone. I know as a visionary, as much as my wife believes in me and sees a lot that I see, there are things that I don't share with her right away until I prayed it through. Because this stuff like, whoa. I remember the time, one time, just in the way of an experience, we were in a service down south, I think it was in Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach. A friend of ours from out of state was coming down to speak, so we went down to see her, and we were gonna give a decent offering, you know, we wanna just bless their ministry. But when the offering time came, the Lord spoke a number to me. It kind of, you know, kind of shook me in my seat a little bit. He said, I want you to give this. I thought, you know how you like. where that coming from? The devil is alive. But you know, after you hear God's voice, you know. You may not be like me, but if I hear God's voice for sure, and I don't know, but I'm ruined. I'm no good. So I said, all right. I nudged my wife and I said, hey, the Lord said to give this amount. She looked at me. We was both like in the same boat, you know. She looked at me. She said, okay, well, the Lord said, give it. So I reluctantly, you know, because you ain't sure. We gave it cheerfully, and we had dinner afterwards, and we were sitting with them, and I didn't know they counted the offering and everything, and she'd already seen what we'd given, but she pulled us aside, and she said, Apostle, you don't know, I saw what you gave, you don't know what that did. She said, just last week, I had an administrator leave the ministry, but they took a large sum of money. It was the exact amount that you gave to the ministry. And see, that was redemptive for her.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.